Keep On Trucking podcast with me, Big Stu, and I'm here with just a couple of cool cats, you know, doing the usual, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Any of you want to introduce yourselves?
It's me, Danny Cigar. Hope you motherfuckers are smoking a big fat motherfucking cigar to this one, because we are. Remember, there's no fire without cigar. Or cigar without fire. Whatever.
And as always, Dennis Lee Roth here, at you. How you doing, mother truckers? My truck buddies, my truckaderos.
Truckadites.
Fucking truckadites. And also, for this special occasion, backed by popular demand, is Desmond Stream.
Right, guys, how you doing?
Have we got another guest?
We do have another guest, yeah.
Stewie. And made it here, Eric, Scott's brother.
Who is he, in fact Scott's brother?
Yeah. From Wentworth, Scrubs.
From Wandsworth, actually. I would think you'd know that.
What's
Wandsworth? Wandsworth, Scrubs. Wentworth, yeah, it's a really posh place. Wandsworth, Scrubs.
Is where
Eric has been. Yeah, how was it? We'll talk about it later.
Eric, how's your journey been?
Yeah, it's been alright. Well, first day of prison, I got slapped.
Trevor McDonald's forgot his phone.
But got slapped first day of prison.
Bro, I think he's a charger.
Then, the guy that slapped me got stabbed in the face, so he's not living no more.
Oh, let's hope that confession doesn't come back to bite, yeah?
Or who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, should we get into
Don't turn on.
Yeah. Can you, like, fuck off, isn't it? Yeah, this is important.
Let's get into the news.
Yeah, let's get right into the news. Here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, the news.
For fuck's sake, you turn mute on. Off. On, even. Yeah, mute on. That works. What the fuck's wrong with you?
We have to hit the mute.
How hard are you going to be? You fucking twat.
I'll do it.
For fuck's sake, alright.
The news.
The news.
Whose clump is it anyway?
Alright, can we, like, yeah, this is news, this is serious, alright.
Female
suicide bomber kills 8 in northeast Nigeria.
Ain't it 9? She died as well, it's gonna be 9.
Fucking mathematician over here.
Yeah, what is this? 15 people were injured. That's true, actually. They don't mention. Yeah, so what do you think of that?
I suppose because she's a woman.
I've never heard of a female suicide bomber.
Yeah, that's quite weird.
No, they haven't, mate.
Isn't it easier? Like, they could just stuff the bomb up a fucking vagina.
Yeah, just say you're pregnant. They ain't gonna check.
Does she get virgin men then?
Yeah, who wants fucking... Because virgin women, that's like a choice, isn't it?
Yeah. So maybe she's a lesbian. But I wish we could interview her.
Basically 9 people died. Let's get on with the next news story.
No, this, I think we need to discuss this.
Well, no, that's the thing. If she just said she was pregnant, they're not going to be like, alright, where's your proof?
Right.
That's pretty easy to get past, I think.
Pretty good, isn't it?
But if she was actually pregnant, 10 people would die. So baby would die as well.
Yeah, maybe she is pregnant. Maybe that's the twist.
But perhaps the baby was the suicide.
It's a fucking news. Why is that to be a twist?
Chibok girls.
Find out next week.
Chibok girls release was not prisoner swap. Nigeria says it's a Boko Haram keeping the Chibok girls, and they've released a few.
Oh fuck the Chibok girls!
This gets rid of one of the other articles
is
I have.
My voice picking up on it.
You should come closer.
Oh, the fucking Ottomans coming in,
mate. No, come on then.
I'll move it over.
Congolese warlord surrenders, but will justice prevail?
Find that next week.
Let's discuss.
I am a big fan of Congolese warlords.
They're one of my favourite people.
Because they rule a war. You know, which is like the best thing you can rule at.
But I don't think justice will prevail in this occasion.
Why?
Why not? Have you got some sort of prejudice against the justice system?
There's going to be a new cowboy in town.
I don't think justice is all that. You're fucking niggas, isn't it?
Oh, good God.
We do not condone that sort of language or prejudice.
But
Yeah. At the Keep on Trucking podcast, or at Trucking Worldwide.
Speaking of trucking,
yeah.
Four killed as convoy ambushed in Central Mali.
What was they ambushed for? What drugs were they carrying?
I don't know, probably a bit of this, a bit of that, you know.
Yeah. I heard he was with a few people.
Yeah, maybe a couple of cool cats on him.
Couple of cool cats, Stu?
Yeah.
That was Stu that said that.
Yeah.
Think some Zimbabwe's road fines are bad. Zambia's are worse.
Who cares about Zambia?
$90. A whopping $90.
For what?
Road fines.
What? Road fines?
Who cares about Zambia?
Road fines.
Feast Zimbabwe's road.
Well, a road fine would be a parking ticket.
I guess. Wait, unsafe roads, poorly done roads.
Zambia's are just more expensive. So, you know, truckers avoid Zambia.
Fuck Zambia, big up Zimbabwe.
Obviously, well, I won't be saying that after
the
long. What
about Mozambique?
They can suck my beak. My favourite news article, probably ever, this might rival the grenade.
No.
It could.
It
could beat the hyena.
No.
It could. You should do a theme for this.
It could be actually the favourite news article ever, or maybe in the top five.
I think it's top three.
Or even the top three.
Zimbabwean woman gives birth to a frog.
How did she give birth to a frog?
I don't know.
How? You need to give us more information. You're the news anchor here. Give us more information.
Give me your fucking mum's number.
All right, so 07-595-67-896. There you go.
Do we have to call her?
Dude, if you want, mate. I saw it in the bathroom wall.
Before you saw it in the fucking what do you call them there?
Go on.
Telephone boxes.
Yeah, your mum's number. Yeah, I did.
Why not?
Your mum's number.
Exactly.
I hope she's listening. I love Doris. Do we have to get into that?
Yes, we do.
Why not?
You need to give us more information. You didn't give us enough information. Give us more information. I demand it.
But it's just if she gave birth to a frog. What
yeah, but how?
So
how?
Her stomach was huge.
And then a frog.
Yeah, a frog came out. Sure, it's not a toad. Sure, it wasn't a toad.
Wait, well, shouldn't it have been a tadpole?
That's a good point. Maybe it's the fucking Kermit. Maybe this is from like 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's happened. Really, in real life.
I mean, I must admit to you, it's had poor hygiene. Didn't worse.
Obviously,
frog, bad frog wound up crawling up there.
Yeah. A
few weeks later.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack the Lad the Frog. Back in with his.
Top hat.
Yeah.
He walks out kicking his legs and everything.
And more news, there's a epidemic going on around the world.
Oh, yeah.
The Conker epidemic. You know, there's a shortage. We've actually got with us today, let me just walk through the door. What's his name?
We actually have world champion at Conkers. This is actually very important. There is a Conker shortage, chestnut shortage.
Yeah.
We're talking about chestnuts and nuts ending up on your chest in detail.
Right.
But this is the world chestnut champion, Sinjin Bucket.
You're up first. Yeah, yeah. How you doing, Sinjin? Yeah, I'm doing alright. Doing a bit of this, bit of that, you already know. Just chilling with a couple of cool cats by the looks of it now. Yes, it's good to hear. So what made you get into this whole Conker industry? Well, again, funny enough, leading back to what I just said, back in high schools with a couple of cool cats, they get out to, you know, a bit of this, bit of that, bit of Conker here, bit of the usual Conker up here, Conker mayonnaise in the world, and a salad. And they got really into it, and I just had a knack for it.
What actually is involved in a game of Conkers?
Basically, usually it's a room of a couple of cool cats. Usually about eight.
What's the strategy?
Funny enough, that's the thing. A lot of these have strategies behind it. I just tend to do a bit of this, a bit of that, yeah. Not really much to it. I was kind of born with a skill for it.
What do you think needs to be done to get rid of this epidemic? Is it like similar to your playing style?
Yeah, I think just, you know, a bit, maybe over there, just a bit of this.
If I wanted to play a game of Conkers, like, What would I, who'd I have to link up
with? What would you have to do? Basically, you just get a couple of cool cats together. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Get yourself a couple of conkers.
Right.
And I'll do the actions for you, but you people at home will see on the website.
Right. Chuck just doing a
bit of this and a bit of that.
And also go to a brand new website, savetheconkers.com.
Yeah.
No, or .co.uk. Save the conker trees, save the chestnuts. What the
fuck is my
phone? We need to save the chestnuts for our conkers.
Yeah, I heard Bokaram is going to be doing a video about saving the conkers, so which you can...
Bokaram, yeah, they're Bokaram are involved, they're taking the conkers very seriously.
Bokaram Vivo.
Yeah.
We patched our differences over there.
Yeah.
they've cut my little fingers, but it's all good now.
It's all good. He never used those little things, anyway.
They killed Black Machise, by the way.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's actually dead. He's genuinely dead.
After yesterday's, last week's attack...
No, no.
Yeah, got caught in the crossfire.
I actually didn't remember last week's attack at all.
That's because you took a grenade shrapnel. You were in hospital for 3 days.
Yeah.
That's how it ended. Is there one Bokaram held the grenade too long?
Yeah, fucking niggas.
Also, I heard a member of Bokaram died during the attack, so we need to pay tribute to the guy who died during the attack. I think his name was something like Desmond. No, not Desmond. Sorry, Desmond is really it's alive and well. It's fucking Denzel that died.
Denzel. Oh, Denzel, yeah.
Fucking Denzel. Dirty Den.
I heard another guy actually died in that attack. It was Denny. So.
Yeah, very sad. Very sad. And actually, his cousin was with him. And he was his Dennis. Dennis, his cousin. His cousin. So we would like to.
Why do we
like to remember Dennis?
I think Darnell was there as well. Actually, I think.
Darnell was there. There was also
Donny.
Donny, yeah.
Dom. As far as I recall, their uncle collectively, Daniel, was also there.
And they had their dog for it was a Spaniel.
Yeah. Yeah. Denise. Yeah, the little bitch there, Denise.
I think they had a new guinea pig as well, Digby.
Digby. Playing a little bit of schoolyard doggerel. Yeah.
Bit of this, bit of that, you know.
Bit of this, little bit of that.
So we hit that first?
No.
Yeah, whoa! Whoa.
Adverts, no, streaming the penis.
I don't think it's your fucking choice to hit the adverts, mate.
Streaming the penis?
Why the fuck not?
Let's just riff a bit there.
Streaming
the penis. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. We're streaming those pennies.
Okay, catching. So you might have heard today, Mr. Ched Evans got released. You got
big up Ched Evans.
Big up Batman Ched Evans. Batman Ched Evans. Big up Ched Evans. Freedom
Remember,
for Ched Evans.
Not guilty.
I mean, of
big supporters of Batman Ched.
Of course, I've read that it cost him $9 million in legal fees. And simple advice: women are inherently untrustworthy. They are less than men.
Fuck the bitch, isn't it?
They're absolutely less than men.
Like.
Dude, this is like fucking ages.
So, if you get famous, you're like Ched Evans, you know, they might accuse you falsely. What you do, you get them to consent, you get them to sign a form, 5 signatures, you get them to be on video, giving that consent, you film it in progress, never get falsely accused.
We could start this business, you know, we could charge $9 million per signature.
Ain't that what Atticus Seed does? He films himself having sex.
I think it's entirely the way forward. You can't trust these hosts nowadays.
Exactly. Take note of Atticus today.
I heard he's dying. He's in a critical condition.
HIV.
I thought he didn't have sex.
That's why he doesn't.
Atticus, he bloody has sex and rapes this woman from 1 to 10.
What?
So he quite clearly does have sex.
Who's that?
I thought
he was asexual.
We're
going
big
yeah.
Who's that? Who's that?
That guy
who looks like me.
With ginger hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
guy does a bit of this, bit of that.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Well, basically, he's a cool cat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can you not say that?
I can say what I want.
You can't.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I agree with
that. Yeah, we'll see, won't we?
So anyway, back to the point.
Yeah,
you're living a cavalier lifestyle, my friend.
So I mean, second opinions. You guys, you bring a girl back. You're about to get laid. You bring out the legal documents, pen and paper, notepad, You get the video camera. It will go well, don't you think? Like, yeah. You make this cover your own ass. This makes sure
actually,
you don't get
but that could kill
there.
The moment.
What do you mean cover your own ass?
You don't want to
cover
your own ass. Do you want it bare back? Yeah. I'm actually in touch with Chad Evans, and I heard he's going to be in the next episode for an interview. So
we're going to have an interview with Chad Evans. Chad Evans is coming to the podcast next week.
Big up Chad.
Big up bad man Chad Evans.
Chad Evans, that's what he likes to be called. Anyway, I think it's time for some adverts.
I tell you what, mate.
Starving.
I'm fucking starving.
I can smell it.
I'm fucking starving.
Pizza's just coming
through
the door.
I need some adverts.
Yeah, I'll get some fucking wings out here. Alright,
chicken wings.
Yeah, boy, yeah, nigga. See you niggas later.
Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean going back to reminisce or chase ghosts. I mean going back to see where you came from. Where you been, how you got here, see where you're going. I know there are those that say you can't go back. Yes, you can. Just have to live in the right place.
Whose line is it anyway? Whose line is it anyway?
Do we explain the rules?
You know the rules by now, so basically, each one of us.
Yeah, so this is a shout out to all new listeners, you fucking pricks. Should fucking
takes
listen.
Takes a line.
Yeah, listen first.
Well, maybe they can listen to it if you're not fucking interrupting the person doing it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, all shout
you.
Out to
Well,
I've had enough.
First of all,
sorry, you're close
enough. You need to announce
I've had enough. I'm sick of it. So,
should we just fight? Should we just live fight?
Just bicker. Not fight, just bicker.
Yeah, you are good at bickering.
You have to announce the winner from last week. His name was
who
Jonas.
Who is this guy? Jonas. No, it's not.
Jonas won the last.
Fuck,
who
what the fuck
is
talking about?
Jonas. Jonas. He says here, Roy.
No.
Roy.
Yeah.
Are you trying to usurp? Do you know what?
No, you got it wrong. Where is this? His last name.
You're not a trustworthy person, Eric.
Well, I don't care. I'm not a trustworthy person. Webber
scrubs you, fucking.
You're going to have to deal with it, aren't you?
All right. So, we're all going to do a line of powder of indeterminate origin. And you've got to guess which order we do it in. Okay. So, here goes.
Here we go. Next guess is up. He's going in the inside lane. Brilliant technique. Beautiful.
He looks like the devil. He looks like he's possessed.
Even worse than fucking Munich. Oh my god. He didn't fucking do his whole thing.
No, just get on with it.
It's like a fucking dick, isn't it?
Oh my god.
Wait.
I've got a fucking dish.
Burns.
Oh my god.
Alright.
No, fuck off. You're doing it.
No, I'm not.
Alright.
Wait, pass it here and I'll do it.
Not now, I'll do it later.
Actually, bonus round. Who's going to do the last one?
You'll make it to later. Yeah, we'll do it. Fit me
I'll
up.
I'll do it.
It's a nice. No, we'll do it later. We'll do it later.
Just get on with it.
Yeah, but later though.
Just get on with it. Alright, what's pissed us off this week? Let's discuss.
Oh, I can't even fucking remember what pissed me off. Actually, do you know what pissed me off, mate?
Alright, go on.
Fucking Brussels or Strasbourg, wherever it is, yeah?
Right.
They're talking about limiting HFCs. Which pisses me off, because all the men them in East London, they love HFC.
Yeah, that's a real
they fucking love HFC.
Real biggest shit, man.
Everyone's saying, we need to limit the emission of HFCs, you know, so that we can reverse climate change.
Right. Why do you want to...
Will you stop being interrupting the man speak?
It's a good point. Good point. It's bullshit, HFC. HFC, you go down the HFC, Bow Road.
Bigger Bow Road.
Why do you want to limit that? People love it.
Big up
fucking Faisal behind the counter. You know.
You got Mohammed.
Big Mo.
Sandeep.
No, that's a fucking Sikh name, mate. They don't have fucking Sikhs in
Bali. I'm seeking to fucking punch your fucking face in here. Shut the fuck up, isn't it? So, big up. Yeah, big up Dennis. Yeah, that's a good one.
Hello, fried chicken.
Stone, what's pissed you off this week?
Oh my god.
Late buses. Actually, no, just bus drivers in general.
Right.
Bus drivers?
Yeah, bus drivers.
Where that bitch you going out with?
But a really fat and fucking white.
No, nah, some guy yesterday, some black guy. He couldn't wait 10 seconds because of
Can we not say black guy, please?
Okay.
Nigger.
The real term is fucking.
Some nigger was sitting there and he couldn't wait 10 seconds. He was like, no, I've got to go, I'm behind schedule, and I want you to do your fucking job. Then he's like, you better get on the bus now, or I'm going. I was like, alright, see you later, man. It just fucked me off.
Wait, why did that
happen? Wait, you said see you later.
Yeah. But
you said see you later.
Basically.
Where's your sideburns?
Basically, shaped them. Yeah, basically. I had friends who couldn't run. They were walking to it, ten seconds away. I was like, yeah, just wait for them. He's like, no, I'm going now.
Oh,
and I was really? Like, you can't wait 10 seconds. He's like, no, I'm going now. Get on the bus, I'm going. Good.
Are your friends fat?
No, they were just in heels and shit, so they could run.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's having none of that.
Fair enough. Eric?
What pissed me off was media and the clown epidemic.
Right.
No,
that's a big word.
I got a true story about
the clowns, they're scaring people in schools. Well, I say we need to put the fear into kids. Fuck the kids. They need to be scared.
Isn't that why you got to freaking jail?
Well,
fuck the kids.
They should be scared. I mean, who doesn't like a clown? And I'm going to pass it on to Desmond.
Who's this prick?
Desmond, what's pissed you off this week?
Bitches.
Right.
Pure bitches. Anything with estrogen.
Right. Is that so you don't expand on that?
I mean, just... Bitches, man. Fuck them.
Bitches be tripping, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Fuck the bitches. Can't trust these hoes.
I salute. Anyway, I mean, man.
Yeah, I was just slaying.
I mean,
yeah. Away with
speaking of bitches, man. What were you going to say?
I mean, you can take this how you want, but I'd much rather the company of men, more enjoyable.
Definitely not gay.
No homo here.
Absolutely, there's nothing wrong with that though.
Yeah.
But we are not personally gay.
It's just that I'd rather talk about like beer, sport, drugs than ooh, look at my new shoes.
But not men's arses.
Yeah,
definitely
not men's arses.
Unless it's a nice arse.
Or like
they don't have to be brought up.
Or like if it was like a guy on a football field drinking beer.
Yeah, you'd be like that guy's drinking beer. It wouldn't be like some estrogen topic.
That's the problem with like movies, performances, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you always piss me off this week? That's a good question. That's a good point. Actually, I've been pretty mellow this week.
Some weeks piss you off. You need to answer
Danny's been. Danny Cigar has been unusually mellow this week,
It's weird.
Something has pissed him off.
Do you always piss me off when we get a special guest on the podcast? And he's interrupting, trying to take charge of the podcast.
Yeah.
Doesn't that really grind your gears?
That's fucking pissing me off.
What is sort
is
of...
it pissing you off, Desmond?
Yeah, a little bit.
Stu?
Desmond is a special guest, though. He's not on every week.
just better popular demand.
As it's always. It's only thanks to
what. Wait, what's Stu then? Is he a regular now?
He's fucking Big Stu. That's what he is.
Yeah, I know. That's yeah. We know he's Big Stu. That's why I said his name.
Yeah. No, you said.
Is he a special?
Oh no, I'm just a bit of that. Yeah.
A cool cat.
Yeah, it's a cool cat, really.
Right. That was really pissed off. He said, you know.
What about his conkers though, man?
Yes.
He's fucking conker. Where do you think they're all ending up?
Well, from a chestnut tree, obviously.
Well, that's where they're originating, you prick. Where are they ending up?
Well, then
there's a fucking shortage.
They're ending up in this fucking basement, aren't they?
Mr. Blunkett's just come through the door again, he might not have the answers. Blunkett, Mr. Blunkett, what is
Sinjin it? Sinjin Blunkett.
Yeah, that's it.
Just,
Where do you think he's going?
It's a bit of that, really, you know.
He's Bucket originally, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, mine's got new blood.
We've got some news actually regarding the Conkers, where they're ending up.
Is it in Johnson's arsehole?
Alex Johnson has apparently been taking more and putting them up his arsehole.
From Woodford?
From Woodford.
Alex Arnold yeah. Johnson. Get his name correct.
He's more known as Alex Johnson.
Well, it's more known as the fucking retard Alex Johnson.
Right. Okay, yeah.
We can't really speak about his mental difficulties.
Can if we want.
Glass houses, mate, Eric. Glass houses. Yes. Anyway, yeah.
It's now time for, of course, Would You Wednesday.
Why was it Dear Dennis?
I don't have one.
Oh, Dennis.
The people are all good.
Yeah.
It's good to hear.
No, I've got one, but I ain't transcribed it. I forgot.
Huh? Well, they're writing hieroglyphics again.
Yeah, you have to.
No, I got a voicemail.
Hold on.
Got a voicemail. A couple of voicemails.
Stick it on the later base.
Absolutely, I haven't transcribed it yet. Well, my secretary isn't. She's too busy with my cock in her mouth, mate.
That's a bitch, isn't it? Anyway, let's go on with Woody Wednesday.
See what I mean?
That bitch is texting me this week, man. Tonight, even.
Right, go on.
You're texting her, mate.
You know the chick I was talking about last week with those messages?
I'm sure the fans remember.
Yeah, she's been texting me tonight saying, let's meet up.
Back at it again.
Fucking whoa.
Just can't get
it. Well, tell her to get on the day.
So back to my earlier point. Bitches, man.
Yeah.
Would you be tripping, yeah?
You should just text her back, get on the knees. I'll be around 10 minutes.
What do you say?
Get on your knees, isn't it?
Get on your knees, yeah. Just spread them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Well, first of all, it starts with... She'll get on the knees first of all, then it'll eventually
be
fucking her, won't it?
Well, yeah, how will I fuss her? What, like in detail?
Yeah. Well,
whatever position you want, missionary.
Well, yeah, I know how it works, man, because I've never actually, I know I talk a good game here, but I've actually never done it, so how would I, like...
Virgin, yeah.
Yeah. So if I go to a house, how would I actually do it? Like what?
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Cartwheel? Do I
do a cartwheel? Do I impress her?
Well, you tied her to bed and you fuck her.
I tied her to the bed. Well, alright, so I tied to the bed.
Getting a bit dark here.
And then you kind of like shove her face into a tikka masala that you've put there that you've prepared earlier.
Bit of rice here, bit of korma, bit of naan, peanut naan, treat her nice, basically. You told her, well, after she's been on her knees sucking her fucking dick,
right?
Then you tell her to get in the bed, you tied her to bed.
But what are the balls? She's gonna ignore the balls, is she?
Well, whatever you want her to do, you
she's
make her do
balls,
it, isn't
she?
She's a bitch.
I don't know, Eric. I've never done this before. You need to tell me.
Yeah, you're
well,
obviously very educated in this.
She's a bitch.
Is this educated Eric?
Yeah, it's not really educated Eric. Yeah.
You grab her head and you do what you want with it.
I grab her head and just plow.
Just go out. Mr. Plow.
Is this a severed head?
Like her teeth in the fucking snow and I just drive tracks through it.
Then you tie to the bed and you carry on with what you want to do.
Whatever floats my boat. What kind of things would float my boat? Because I'm not expert. I have no idea what kind of things could float my boat.
But
she's tied to the bed. But I mean, I don't know what I like, what I don't like. What could I like?
Maybe stick on the NFL Network while
you're
doing
it. It's up to you.
It's actually gotten to the point where I can't get my squirts off. if Scott Hansen isn't in the background.
So you're your own man in this. Up to you. But if you want to do...
There's plenty of options, remember that.
She's
yeah.
Basically, she's tied to bed. She's at your mercy at the end of the day.
Remember, yeah, it's a blowout victory. Do you want to go for more points, go for breaking records?
Okay, so I'm turning up to the line of scrimmage, yeah? But I see she's calling a fucking blitz.
What do you do?
You know, she's calling a fucking blitz.
Change the play. Fuck the run.
I was going to run at her.
Well,
basically, but now this time...
Screen.
You knock screen her out, past.
Then. Knock her off her feet.
Yeah. Go for the end zone.
Draw right in the end zone. That's the middle.
And it's Hail Mary from there, wasn't it?
And then you go for the extra points. Two yeah. points.
Then you go for the field
goal. Fake flip.
That's it.
Fake flip. Flip her over. Hey. Fucking, you know.
And you go for the field goal as well. Field goal, most important.
Split the other.
No, two, you go for two.
No,
it's
field goal.
Two.
We don't go for field goals around here, pal.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are you wrong? What's wrong with you?
No kicking.
No kicking.
No kicking, man.
When you fly.
Okay, that was actually really good. I've got a good idea. Thank you very much. It's now time for Would You Wednesday? Da, 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 da. Would you? Wouldn't you? Fucking Wednesday. So today, on Would You Wednesday, is... got a delightful young lady.
Filly.
Delightful young little filly there.
Lovely
nice. Davina McCall. Would you? Or wouldn't you?
Did you say she was young?
Yeah, that's not absolutely... She's probably past the racing form at this point.
She's kind of hit the wall by this point.
In fact...
This isn't spoilers.
We're getting to the point where we're thinking of putting her down. She's in the paddock.
Yeah, you know, take her out back, 12 gauge.
No, this is similar to Drew Bledsoe in as a cowboy.
Right, and Tony Romo turns up.
48.
Okay, Desmond.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, beef her to death. Beef her to death, man.
No, that is something we rarely hear.
I mean, that's a very unique answer on my part.
Eric, I'm afraid I'm going to say no, but on the Africa, that if I was paralyzed...
On the what, sorry?
Africa.
I've never heard that word.
Or is the cat,
don't know. Sorry,
say that word again. The what? The Arifika? The Africa? Do you mean caviar?
Abdicate.
Basically, if I'm paralyzed drunk, then maybe.
No, wait, so you would say no,
that's
but on the what?
If I was
on the fact that the aristocracy will cough his head.
Wait, on the what?
If I was drunk.
No, you wouldn't, but on the what?
Caviar.
Oh, nice one, mate. Nice.
Caviar, yeah.
Caviar. You should drain caviar on a tits, mate.
If I was drunk, then maybe, but.
This is what the show's about, though.
It's a no, for me.
Yeah, you can't be drunk, because obviously if you're drunk, you fuck anyone, but.
No.
We do not condone alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
Danny Cigar says no.
Yeah.
Well. Right.
Shut up.
I'm gonna go with yeah, just for the simple fact that just before I finish, I'll do a pause. Like, Big Brother. Just wait a couple seconds, then just drop it straight away. And
this is, yeah. Where would you
drop it? Yeah, the moment you said yes.
Bit of this, bit of that. You know, maybe here, bit of there.
I do mind a teeth.
I knew you'd say that. The moment you said yes, I knew he was getting leading to that.
I would. I feel like she got a nice big booty, big titties. That's what you want.
Actually,
no. You've said your answer now. You can't. There's no time.
That was a good answer.
I would do anal.
No.
Okay. Well, why would you do anal?
So I don't need to look at our face.
You can have a saggy ass then, dimples and fucking semi like. Anyway,
how can
I say anything else? Wait a minute.
That's
finished,
Steve, please.
Who the fuck is that?
Who's there? What's going on here?
Oh, no, I'll get the door.
You getting the door, Danny?
I'll get the door.
What's this all about?
What's going on here?
I can help you up, Danny.
Right, I'm fellas.
Who are you?
Boris.
What capacity are you in?
Oh, I'm just, you know, doing the old round. Thought I'd pop by and, I was checking the old fucking watch and realised Eric here. What's he doing here?
Wait, sorry, who are you again? What's
your... Boris, our policeman. Yeah,
you're the police.
Yeah,
the police.
The old round. I thought I'd check in the old guys.
The police. What? Have you come for someone?
Yeah, coming for Eric. He's a Scott's brother.
Scott's brother. Eric. What are you doing with him?
Fuck the police.
Wait. Bit of crime.
What? Are you arresting him?
I might. Just check me watch. Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I'm afraid.
Fighting not.
Wait, Eric's under arrest.
Yeah.
Eric's under arrest. Wait. What? What's the charge? What did he do?
He pushed an old...
What did he do?
He was out and about and just doing a bit of this, bit of that, and just...
Were there any other accomplices? Were any other people involved?
As far as I'm concerned, these are just a couple of cool cats, you know, the usual. Well, we're all doing, you know, bit of this, bit of that, you know.
Wait. This is... Eric, you're going back to... back to Wentworth Scruff.
I'm sorry to break the news to you mid-podcast, but we have to...
It's not mid-podcast.
What about if Alfie sank?
No, yes.
No, I'm sorry, this is bullshit, mate. You can't be...
Alfie's money or wallet.
No.
Okay, well, that's a bit of a downer to end on, but...
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way, at least in Wentworth Scruffs.
Fuck the police.
See you later, Eric.
See you later, Eric. And see you later, truckers. We'll see you on down the road.
Peace.
I have to edit that out. And now.